And look, a man named Joseph, who was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, he had not consented to their counsel indeed, from Arimathea, a city of the Judeans, who was also waiting for the kingdom of God, this man went to Pilate, and asked for the body of Jesus. He took it down, and wrapped it in a linen cloth, and placed him in a tomb that was cut in stone, where no one had ever been placed. It was the day of the preparation, and the Sabbath was drawing near. The women, who had come with him out of Galilee, followed after, and saw the tomb, and how his body was placed. They returned, and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath they rested according to the commandment. Chapter 24. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. They entered in, and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. It happened, while they were greatly perplexed about this, look, two men stood by them in dazzling clothing. Becoming terrified, they bowed their faces down to the earth. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember what he told you when he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered up into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now they were Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. These words seemed to them to be nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the strips of linen by themselves, and he departed to his home, wondering what had happened.